KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have mostly clear skies and 23 degrees this morning here at the KJN studios. We look for increasing clouds here today with light and variable winds that will become 5 to 10 miles per hour to the southeast and a high of 42. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in news here on KJAN. Council Bluffs police say officers responding to a report of possible drugs being found in a motel room located the suspected drugs along with a suspected explosive material. Police were called to the American Inn at 2717 South 24th Street around 1:30 p.m. after maintenance workers entered the abandoned room formerly occupied by 23-year-old Kelly Sue Ricard of Council Bluffs. All occupants of the building were evacuated for their safety. The room was cleared of all explosive material by members of the Pottawatomie County and City of Council Bluffs Bomb Squad. Neighboring motel guests were allowed to return to their rooms as officers executed a search warrant. Kelly Ricard returned to the motel while officers were conducting the search. She was arrested on charges that include possession with intent, possession of explosive material, possession of drug paraphernalia, and a drug tax stamp violation. Ricard was transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail. An investigation into a disturbance during the early morning hours of November 24th in Council Bluffs has resulted in charges that include attempted murder. 33-year-old Edward L. Sanders of Council Bluffs was initially arrested for intimidation with a dangerous weapon after he fired one round from a weapon in the direction of a group of individuals who were involved with him in a disturbance in the 400 block of Houston Avenue in Council Bluffs. That occurred at 2:45 a.m. on November 24th. Witnesses told police during the incident that Edwards went into his nearby home, emerged with the handgun he displayed before firing. As detectives continued to investigate the incident, they were able to locate the handgun, which had been hidden in a wooden area behind Sanders' residence. Investigators were also able to verify that Sanders is a convicted felon. Sanders is currently being held at the Pottawatomie County Jail on charges of attempted murder and felon in possession of a firearm in addition to the original intimidation charge. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest Friday night of a Council Bluffs man for public intoxication. At 8:58 p.m., officers arrested 25-year-old Devin Keith Hale of Council Bluffs in the 1300 block of North Broadway Street. He was taken to Montgomery County Jail and held. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office announced Friday that they are investigating a case of vandalism at the Oakfield Cemetery east of Brayton. The damage is believed to have happened within the past couple of weeks. A headstone was knocked over and several vases were damaged on other stones. The amount of damage is unknown at this time. Anyone with information about this incident is asked to contact the Audubon County Sheriff's Office at 712-563-2631 or Audubon County Crime Stoppers at 712-563-2234. The Iowa Court of Appeals, in a decision reached on November 9th, reversed a November 2014 first-degree murder conviction in the January 21st, 2015 sentencing of an Oakland man to life in prison for the April 8th, 2014 murder of a woman in his home. Robert Reynolds had appealed his first-degree murder conviction without the possibility of parole, objecting to the trial venue and makeup of the jury pool. The Court of Appeals determined the trial court erroneously changed the venue of Reynolds' trial. The justices ruled, therefore, that Reynolds is entitled to a new trial and ordered his case be heard before a new jury. His appeal regarding the jury pool contended the court drew from persons solely from eastern Pottawatomie County, the same area where the murder took place. He argued his Sixth Amendment right was violated by the district court's failure to have a fairer cross-section of the community. He said also if Pottawatomie County is still a divided judicial district, then the district court was wrong to change the venue from Avoca to Council Bluffs without following the requirements of the Iowa Rule of Criminal Procedure. Reynolds also argued a jailhouse phone call during which he admitted to someone named Bobby that he killed a woman should not have been admitted into evidence because the state failed to lay the proper foundation. However, the appeals court said the state did lay the proper foundation for that recording's admission into evidence. On November 21, 2014, Reynolds was convicted by a jury in connection with the early morning shooting of Patricia Kincaid Dorsey in Reynolds' Oakland home. Kincaid Dorsey was a friend of Robert Reynolds' wife, Teresa, and was staying at the house prior to departing for California. The Iowa Supreme Court could reverse the appeals court, but if that doesn't happen, Reynolds will get a new trial. No new trial date has been set. The link to the appeals court decision can be found under the same story on the news page at KJN.com. Red Oak police are investigating the theft of an SUV from a used car lot. Authorities say officers were called just before 9 a.m. on Friday to Roby's Used Cars in Red Oak, where they were informed a silver 1998 Jeep Grand Cherokee was stolen from in front of the dealership. The vehicle was valued at $1,200. The SUV, which did not have a license plate, was locked and the keys were not inside. It had a half a tank of gas, and police say there was no sign of forced entry into the vehicle around the area where it was parked. Anyone with information about the theft should contact the Red Oak Police. Sheriff's deputies in Mills County Thursday night arrested a woman wanted on a warrant for possession of a controlled substance. 26-year-old Sarah Bernice Kittle of Glenwood was arrested around 9:30 p.m. and brought to the Mills County Jail, where her bond was set at $1,000. And around 8:50 p.m. Thursday, 78-year-old Ronald Walter Klinker of Hastings was arrested in Hastings on a warrant for driving while barred. His bond was set at $2,000. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County say a Neola man was arrested Thursday night on a warrant for harassment in the third degree and for driving while barred. 48-year-old Joseph John Abbott was taken into custody without incident at his residence at around 7:30 p.m. and transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail. And officials with the Iowa Department of Public Safety Friday afternoon released the names of persons who died or were injured when a pickup truck crashed in the Pella Walmart store on Thursday morning. Authorities say at around 9:54 a.m., a silver Ford F-150 pickup truck crashed through the market and pharmacy entrance of the Walmart store in Pella and killed three people. The Pella Police Department, Pella Fire and EMS, Iowa State Patrol, and other law enforcement agencies responded to the crash scene. Upon arriving at the scene, it was determined that three people were killed and two were injured in the crash. One of those injured is the driver of the truck. The conditions of the two injured are not known at this time. Those who died in the crash were identified as 31-year-old Carrie Zug, a Walmart employee from Layton, Iowa, 29-year-old Lindsay Rietveld, a Walmart employee from Bussey, and a 76-year-old Ruth Jean DeJong, a shopper from Pella. Injured in the crash was the driver of the pickup, 66-year-old Dennis Mockenhop from Knoxville, and 77-year-old Robert DeJong, a shopper from Pella. Autopsies on the deceased individuals will be conducted next week at the Iowa Office of the State Medical Examiner in Ankeny. The investigation into the crash is ongoing and is being conducted by the Pella Police Department, the Iowa Department of Public Safety's Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, Iowa State Patrol, Pella Fire and EMS, Marion County Sheriff's Office, Knoxville Police Department, and Knoxville Fire Department. That's a look at the latest in news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Charles Charlie Bashore, age 85, of Clarinda, died on Monday at the Westridge Care and Rehab Center in Clarinda. Memorial services for Charlie Bashore will be held on Saturday today at 10 a.m. at the Ritchie Funeral Home in Clarinda. Artist Artie Dusenberry, age 85, of Atlantic and formerly of Humboldt, Nebraska, and Glenwood, Iowa, died November 29th in Atlantic. Funeral services for artist Artie Dusenberry will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Holy Rosary Church in Glenwood. Peterson Mortuary in Glenwood has the arrangements. Cleo A. Anderson, age 91, of Harlan, died Monday in Atlantic. A massive Christian burial for Cleo Anderson will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Dorothy Louise Armentrout, age 76, of Lockbui, Colorado, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Dorothy Louise Armentrout will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Mike McConnell, age 57, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Mike McConnell will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Elmer Bud Meyer, age 100, of Bridgewater, died Sunday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Health Care Center. Funeral services for Bud Meyer will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Nora Jean Bertelson, age 80, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Nora Jean Bertelson will be held today at 2 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Dr. William C. Peterson, age 77, of Exira, died Tuesday at home. Memorial services for Dr. William C. Peterson will be held Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Exira Christian Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Daryl E. Jensen, age 83, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Daryl E. Jensen will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has the arrangements. And Ronald Hill, age 64, of Omaha, formerly of Manning, died Wednesday at home. Celebration of life services for Ronald Hill will be held on Sunday, December the 11th, from 2 to 6 p.m. at the House Barn Fireside Room in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. That's a look at the latest news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.